It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It takes a lot on the night the NFL season starts to get us to start the show somewhere else. Like if Malzi came in today and said, I'm actually undergoing a sex change. From now on, I want to be known as Christina Muller. We might start with that.
No, I think we'd probably start with Chiefs-Ravens. Steelers expectations.
If I came in and said, I think I'm getting a pair of breast implants. What do you think in that situation? What would we go with?
Didn't The Rock have to get like a breast reduction surgery once?
Marlon Byrd did.
Joe's buddy.
Did Joe bring that up? He always has a nuclear option when he gets in fights.
That had to be. But I think that if he had pushed that nuclear button, Marlon Byrd would have pulled a much more real-world one on him and just socked him in the face. No, it takes a lot to bump the start of the NFL season and therefore discussions about the Steelers' fortunes going into this season off of the front page, so to speak. But I think when you get humiliated like that, when your manager cuts the profile in the post game of a man who might know that what happened hours prior or minutes prior was the final nail in his professional coffin, if he needs to have a strong September to keep his job, and they pretty much start the month by getting a combined no-hitter put on them, he's got Rowdy Tellez pitching, closing, finishing a game, Pony, for the third time, I think, in the last 11 games, a position player. I think that warrants mentioning right at the top here. I think that the Pirates, a team who, if I had said to you a month ago, Pony, on August 5th, that we would be talking about this team and doing it in the way we are now, where they are just a laughingstock and a joke, you wouldn't have believed me. You wouldn't have. You would have said, the trade deadline just happened, they just brought in a couple guys, maybe they've lost a couple games, they need to put a streak together, but they're certainly not a laughingstock, and right now they appear to be.
I would have fired Shelton after the game, if I were in charge. If I had the authority to do it, if I had the permission to do it for my owner, if he was on board with it, if he's fine with writing a check to get Derek to not manage next year, if all of those boxes had been checked off and I had approval for that, I would have done it. Because he sounds like a guy that needs to be, I think, put out to pasture, or a man that needs to be put out of his own misery. I mean, that was uncalled for. I don't mind an emotional manager. I like managerial rants. They're famous. Leland had a bunch. He had one on Bonds, which lives in infamy, and then Cook after the game with the Heads hat on that, you know, has gone viral 30 years ago. All that jazz, you know, Brian McRae, Lou Piniella. I mean, you name it, all these guys that have these, Tommy Lasorda, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the appeal of Derek Shelton to the Pirates, in my opinion, is the way that he communicates the message to the media, and the media are there as a conduit for fans. That's his value. He has this really sunny disposition 99% of the time. He is going to put a positive spin on everything. He's going to give fans and media the company line. And he broke character last night. The way his team has performed and the way his team has melted down has gotten to him. I think the players clearly sense it. He's lashing out at a reporter. Look, of the things from that game, I don't think Tellez would have been, if I only got one question, that's not what I would have asked about. But
idea that it's an invalid question is ridiculous. It's perfectly valid.
There's a professional way to answer the question without telling the reporter, you're better than that.
John Parado, who's been covering baseball longer than Noah Hyles from the Post-Gazette's been alive, basically said, stop disrespecting the game. If you respect the game, it'll respect you back. And he meant pitching a position player, the same guy, to finish a game for the third time in how many ever days is disrespecting the game.
And all due respect to John, I disagree with him on that. The issue to me is not embarrassing the game by throwing a position player. It's that you're getting blown out again and you're getting crushed again so that it makes sense. It makes baseball sense to not waste a pitcher. That's the issue.
And that issue isn't about Derek Shelton, in my opinion. That issue goes to the upper level,
well,
to the general manager.
No, I'm not letting Ben Cherington off the hook, though. But when guys that are employed by the Pirates, Greg Brown and John Wehner, on the broadcast are ripping into players at the end of the game for not trying, that has to go back to the manager. That's not Ben Cherington's fault. That's not on Ben. Like, that standard's got to be set from the manager. I would say the same thing about Mike Sullivan or Mike Tomlin, and probably have with them in situations like not just last night getting blown out, but overall for the last month. I don't think effort is the reason why this team isn't good, but I don't think that it's a non-issue. I mean, you're trying to break up a no-hitter and you basically just give up on the play. I don't, especially because it wasn't an automatic out. It was a softly hit ground ball to short. I mean, Cruz had I wouldn't say 100% chance of beating that out, but maybe 40% chance if he tries. And Shelton, one of his big things over the last month is, hey, we're losing these games, but we don't give up. We fight till the bitter end. No, you don't. He doesn't even. He's taking guys out of the game.
Devil's advocate on the Cruz play. If he goes 110% out of the box, and I'm not, this is one of those scenarios that I admit multiple things have to happen. He digs it out and beats the play, but pulls up lame with a hamstring. Is that really worth it to have been one hit and humiliated by the Cubs? Hey, at least
no,
he misses the rest of the season or whatever with a hamstring strain.
Of course it's not.
I just, that is from, okay, so you said that the effort's a problem, and I agree. I get it. For me, the much bigger problem here, and Shelton has been, and this is where I do feel a little bit of sympathy for a guy in his first managerial job. I don't think he's done a good job objectively. For me, the much bigger problem is the general manager that buys the groceries here did a horrible job of it and has constructed a hideous roster. And I've gotten a bunch of people in my mentions. I responded to you when you said Derek Shelton should be fired, Ben Cherington, the GM, should be on thin ice, and I said they should both be gone. Mm-hmm. I've gotten the usual spate of, until you fire the owner, none of this matters. I disagree. Whether you liked Neil Huntington or hated him by the end, he ripped off 94, 88, and 98 in three consecutive seasons. If you would like to cite the owner's unwillingness to go much higher on payroll to keep that role going after 2015, I'll listen to that. But the idea that you flatten the agency that a GM has, even in this market, in building a team, is ridiculous. We saw it for 3 years. Just because it didn't yield playoff series wins doesn't mean they weren't very good baseball teams.
Yeah.
Ben Cherington got Paul Skeens. He deserves credit only in the sense that there were people like me who thought Dylan Cruz was the pick. His people developed Jared Jones, and they inked Mitch Keller to what looks like a fair market value extension. They have done nothing else good.
Well, I think I'm not going to try to be Ben Cherington's personal attorney here, but if I had to do that, I would bring up Joey Bart. I would bring up Nick Gonzalez. I would bring up the fact that he
put
Dennis
win?
Santana
okay,
out of nowhere.
Fair enough. Are they going to win more games than last year with Skeens on the roster for
no,
the most
probably, no.
majority
that,
of the year?
And I think that's why I'm saying Ben Cherington is not that far off from Derek Shelton. But Shelton has clearly lost it. I mean, he's losing it. It's not an out-of-bounds question. Like, if you are a baseball manager after games, reporters ask you every night why you made a decision. Why did you pinch hit this guy? Why did you pull the starter here? Why did you bring this relief pitcher in? Noah asked him, why did you bring in your position player for the third straight game? And yes, it forces him to explain, Noah, we sucked tonight. We got no hit. They had 17 hits and we had zero. This has happened way too much. But that's the job. That's like, in today's baseball, like, that's what the GM and the owner want the manager to do. The manager has less agency than ever before. But the manager doesn't have carte blanche in many cases like maybe they used to, depending on the organization and the manager's resume. Being able to maintain a professional air about yourself is a huge part of this. That's probably why the Pirates liked until the bottom fell out for him. That's probably why they like Clint Hurdle so much, Chris. Because of all his curtilisms and expressions and the way that he kept consistent messaging and blah, blah, blah. We got tired of it after a while, but I guarantee you that's why they liked him.
Well, this is like,
this guy snapped last
this
night.
This is like making the press secretary, if you don't like whoever's in office in the presidency, this is like making the press secretary the main villain when they're just conveying the organizational, you know, they're fronting and they're the face of it. They're answering the questions afterward when things go awry. Like, to me, I know that the president here would be the owner, but to me, the real guy, if we're going to actually talk about people whose jobs can be taken from them,
yep.
The GM is the much bigger problem than the optics being put out there or not put out there by the manager after a game like that. It's not so much, does your manager put not a good face on it, but does he put a professional face on it? It's
fair.
Why does this keep happening, and why has this been happening for a month plus to a team that felt it was necessary and worthwhile to add at the trade deadline? That's what I would say.
The overall product, it falls back on the people at the very top, including the general manager, who, yes, he gets a shoestring budget. He did not do a great job of the players he brought in for $30-plus million. But as you pointed out, look at other teams like the Orioles and Rays and A's and Guardians that have had very small payrolls, and they have managed to – it's super hard, but you can do it. It's not impossible in baseball.
Cleveland's going to win 90-plus games
no
this
doubt.
Year.
That all being said, I'm just going to name two guys. Do you blame Ben Cherington more for Key Brian Hayes and Henry Davis or Derek Shelton?
I blame Cherington.
See, I blame Shelton more because it's his hitting philosophy. It's his – which he gives to Andy Haynes, and then that is passed down to those players. The guys that are either brought in externally or drafted and don't play well, then I think Cherington has to own that at the end of the day.
Wait, how do you figure that it's definitively Shelton's hitting philosophy when Cherington came from Boston, where they were talking about they always worked pitchers deep into counts, they got into bullpens, they were patient, they were happy hitting.
Because everybody who I've talked to around the Pirates, including all their media, say that Haynes is a Shelton hire and not a Cherington hire. That's why I say that.
I understand that, but we just got done saying that the GM sets a lot of the agenda now in modern
sure.
baseball. I think it would be foolish to suggest that even if Shelton's the one who hired Andy Haynes, that Ben Cherrington's been totally hands-off about
the hitting. No, I'm not saying he's hands-off because he hired Shelton. He had a hand in bringing Derek Shelton here, so he has to take ownership of that too.
And you mentioned Davis to me. There's two different stories here. You could talk about hitting philosophy. John Baker's still another guy. They're farm director. Like, they're bringing up guys who are not ready, and then we've got to hear Shelton or Cherington or both say, well, there's just such a huge gulf between the majors and AAA.
What I've watched for a month, I just refuse to believe that they're this bad, and it's inherently just the hand that's been dealt. If Terry Francona is their manager, do they have this record?
They're a couple games better, but they're
that's
still...
That's it?
I think they're three or four games better, but that's still, what, six
man.
Or seven games out?
I'm shocked to hear you say that. Do you think it's only a two or three game difference?
No, three or four. I mean, three or four is a lot because, you know, I don't think managers have a huge impact. Here's the real hard truth about them. After they started the season so hot and came back to earth that very first time, they've never gotten more than three games above 500. That just suggests to me that you can talk about a manager here, a manager's move there, probably just don't have enough talent. And five-plus years into the Ben Cherington tenure, that's unacceptable.
See, I disagree. I think if you have a guy that manages their pitching staff better, they're significantly better. And I trust Francona to do that. Unlike this guy.
They are, I believe, 11 games out of the last wild card spot right now. Okay? No, they're not even on Baseball Reference's page for that. So they are, they're 11 games out, Pony. How close would they be to that spot right now if Terry Francona was their manager? Atlanta occupies the final spot, 76-63.
Yeah, I mean they're not there because those three teams that occupy those spots are pretty much running away and hiding. They're not. We thought for
you say that, but the Cubs are only 4.5 games out still. Like the Cubs, who were left for dead.
Chris, that's a lot to make up with 20 plus.
I am aware of it, but they are not dead.
Yeah, so I would say that the Pirates would be ahead of the Reds, would be ahead of the Cardinals, and would be neck and neck with the Cubs if they had Francona
manager. Okay, well then they'd be even with the Cubs because the Cubs and the Cardinals are separated by a game.
Yeah,
they'd be 70-69, I think, at best with Francona.
That's a big difference.
They'd still be.
That's a huge difference. You
they
said
would still
three
be
or four games. Now you're saying it's a 10-game difference.
They'd still be six out. They'd still be six out.
But that's still a huge difference over where they are now.
I'm giving you five games here, man. Five games.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't have empathy for the guy.
I don't really have a ton of empathy for Shelton, but like, I guess I'm more trying to cast a wider net of nastiness. I think Ben Cherington is getting off light from some people. They're so focused on the day-to-day with Derek Shelton and the fact that he is now losing his cool that, like, Mr. Calm and collected behind the scenes, let's just stick to our process. His process sucks. And their performance or lack thereof on the field is validation of what I just said.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.